This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. The scripture says, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. We can thank God that we have overcome the world through teaching, through instructions, and God has given us a pastor after his own heart. And at this time, I'm going to present unto you our great pastor who's bringing the good news, our pastor, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for you, Elder. Well, Elder Batiste and Elder Miles, our deacons, missionary, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day. Glad for this door of utterance. Want to talk about being the light of the world. Been quoted many times, but maybe we can get a little bit more knowledge about what it means to be a light in this dying world. Before we get to that, choir, Children of the Prophets choir. Thank God.
Through the scriptures you might have read, at the feet of the prophets,
Lord God brought them safe,
and how some did all that the Lord seek to.
Beautiful. Thank God. We are the children of the prophets. Isn't that beautiful? Because God told Abraham, your seed is going to be like unto the stars of heaven. We are the stars that God was talking about. All those that have the faith of Abraham. Faith of Jesus and keep his commandments. These announcements, Deacon Debbie.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for those announcements. This is God's Covenant Church. And we are here because of the life of our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy. They heard the call and yielded to God. And they became holy, keeping God's commandments. They were God's ambassadors. And one day I heard the call, and now I'm here sending out the call. All that look for him, he's been found. Isn't that beautiful? We found him in whom Moses in the law and in the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, this is what God said. You might call us fools for Christ. You might call us dumb. We don't know nothing. You might say we're going back up under the old Mosaic law. But the scripture says, keep therefore and do them. It's talking about God's word, which is law, which God commanded. Let's go to St. John 8:12. And I love to quote that scripture because it preps you for what's coming. If you cannot see that the word is the law and that God commanded it and it yet stands, anything I bring to you is not going to make much sense to you. But I'm here to shed light to a dying nation, to those that look for him. Those that are in the dust of the earth sleep will hear the voice if you're a sheep. St. John, Deacon Franny, St. John 8:12, what does it say?
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world.
He said, I am the light of the world. God. What?
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
So the world lieth in wickedness. The whole world, the scripture says. And the world is covered in darkness. But Jesus is a light in the world, and he ordain ones to be lights. That's his sheep. And if we're following the light, you're not going to walk in darkness. That means we don't walk like the world does.
That's right.
What?
But shall have the light of life.
So there is a light of life we have when we're following the Lord.
All right.
Let's go to Matthew's 19:16.
All right.
So many love to hear the story about the cross.
All right, gotcha.
I'm not starting there today. I'm starting with the word. I'm starting with that which have been from the beginning. That which have been from the beginning was made flesh. And they nailed him to that devil's cross. But then there's the cross of Christ, which is the word. Isn't that beautiful? Matthew 19:16, what does it say?
And behold, one came and said unto him, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Now, remember one thing. Everybody want to go back with God. Everybody want to go to heaven. It's called eternal life.
Right.
Everybody want to spend eternity with God. It's called eternal life. And one came and said, what must I do? And remember, this one thought that he knew God. He thought he had it. He was with God. What did the Lord say?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
Now, the Lord don't check every little thing we say, but this was important here to understand this. Mm-hmm. And it's important for us to know this today. There's none good but one. Mm-hmm. What?
That is God.
Now, if we, you and I, are going to be any good to God, we have to be one with Him.
Yes.
We have to have the same mind that God has.
Yes.
If we don't have the same mind as God, we're no good to God and we're no good in this life.
That's right.
We're considered not good. What?
But if thou wilt enter into life.
Now he let the young man know there's none good but one. But now addressing your question, if you're going to enter into life, what?
Keep the commandments.
How plain is that?
Yes. Very plain.
So anyone that's hearing my voice, if you want to have eternal life, you have to keep the commandments, which is God's word.
Right.
And this is what these preachers, evangelists, pastors, all of these should be preaching.
Yes.
Prophets, apostles, they should be preaching God's commandments because that's the word.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes.
Now, let's go to Proverbs 6 and 23. Now, we're supposed to have the light of life. This life gives off a light. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's why Jesus said, I am the light of the world, because Jesus is the word.
Yes.
Because the word gives off light.
Yes.
And that light is how you live.
Yes.
That's the life. How you live this life is what people see.
Yes, that's right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What does Proverbs 6 and 23 say?
For the commandment is a lamp.
There it is again. That's the word. The commandment is a lamp. What?
And the law is light.
It's law. Because that commandment must give off light.
Yes.
And if we're going to have the light of life, that means we're going to have the life of the commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Is that beautiful?
Yes.
And I want to do everyone hear my voice, understand what I'm saying.
All right.
Let's go to Deuteronomy.
All right.
30 and 15.
God. Thank God. Yes.
This didn't start when Jesus came and died on the cross. It started before he got here.
All right.
Because Jesus is the word.
Mm-hmm.
And the word was given unto God's people.
Yes.
To live by. And when you live by it, it gives off light. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 30 and 15, what does it say?
See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil.
Isn't that beautiful? Plain. Mm-hmm. Because the commandments of God, the word is life and it's good.
Yes.
Didn't the scripture just say there's none good but one?
Yes.
Because the commandment is God.
Yes, Lord.
God is good. It's only good but one. So if God's the only thing that's good, one good, he must be the word.
Yes.
Beautiful.
He must be life.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's right.
And God is set before the people. There's none good but one. And he set before thee this day life and good. What?
And death and evil.
And it's also death and evil. What? On what condition?
In that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God.
What?
To walk in his ways.
What?
And to keep his commandments.
There it is.
Yes.
And keep his commandments. What?
And his statutes and his judgments.
The judgments. Now, how can one in the churches keep the judgments if no one is bringing judgment? If you're teaching the people, no one can judge you. We shouldn't judge one another unless it's given to you to judge.
That's right.
It was ordained once to bring forth the judgment, to bring forth God's word. But if you're not ordained to bring forth God's word, you don't have the judgment. You should listen and adhere to it.
Yes.
All right.
The judgment's what?
That thou mayest live
what?
And multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to.
Wherever you go. So if you go to Russia, China, whatever land you go to, and when you are living for God, you're going to go where the Spirit of God leads you.
That's right.
And the Spirit of God is going to always lead you to where the leader is that's going to lead you. You're not in a far off country leading yourself.
No.
That's not the way God, that's not his way.
Not his way.
Walking in his ways means you're going to follow the one that God sent.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to St. John 8 and 12. Let's go back there.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
I'm so glad to have this information for all those that are looking for him.
Yes.
And don't get weary or don't get a little upset because I haven't mentioned the blood yet. Or the cross. Guess what? I don't have to. It's been mentioned all the last umpteen years, thousands of years. They've been talking about the blood, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm. as pastor?
In Calvary. I'm not at Calvary right now. I'm not at Golgotha. And I'm not talking about his blood. And yet I am, because the blood is the word. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go on from the foundation of repentance. I'm not talking about that right now. I'm talking about going on in God. And I'm talking about meet a little strong for most of you that are hearing this. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Don't get upset now. St. John 8:12, what does it say again?
Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world.
I am the light of the world. What?
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
So that's a given. That's the sign. If you're following God, you're not walking like the world. But what?
But shall have the light of life.
The light of life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Beautiful. Let's go to 1 John 1 and 1.
Thank God.
Now, wait a minute. Let's go to St. John 1 and 1. Let's go there.
Yes.
To have the light of life means that you have God.
Yes.
To have the light of life means you have the Word. And so many don't realize the Word is light. The Word is God. St. John 1 and 1. Thank God.
In the beginning was the Word.
What?
And the Word was with God. And the Word was
so
God.
So many churchgoers have been quoting this from eons and really don't understand what it means.
Right.
What?
The same was in the beginning with God.
What?
All things were made by
Him. So all things was made by the Word. All things was made by the light. Mm-hmm. All things were made by Jesus.
Yes.
They're one. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, yes.
And we understand that the commandment is a lamp and the law is light. So if the law is light and Jesus is light, they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
How plain is that?
Beautiful.
What?
And without him was not anything made that was made.
So nothing was made without God, the Word, the light. What?
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
So the life of God, the life of the Word, is the life of men.
Mm-hmm.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. So when you have the life of God in your life, that's the light of men.
All right, beautiful.
And if you don't have the life, you don't have any light.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful? How plain is that?
It's plain.
What?
And the light shineth in darkness.
Now, this light, our life we live, it shines in darkness because we're different from the people.
That's right.
We're separated. We don't do things the way they do things, and we spoil principalities. Because God is leading us. And we don't run to, what's this place, Walmart, because Valentine's Day is coming up getting chocolates. I've been buying chocolates all year. I love Snickers. I don't need to go get one chopped and printed in a heart form to be a part of foolishness. I don't need to get a box to tell ones, I love you. That's been washed away. Don't do that no more. I can tell you I love you. I don't need Helen Steiner to say, here's a card. Read what Helen said about you.
Helen.
I'm going to tell you what I think about you.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Because God is leading me, not the world. That's what the world do. And before one can go down, another one is cropped up, and you're constantly going into your pocket, running with the world and their principalities and their powers. Because these are powers over the people.
Yes.
Read.
And the darkness comprehended it.
And
not.
Wait a minute, those in the world don't comprehend. Why are you all doing? You don't comprehend. I'm not part of this day because God is leading me.
Right.
What's leading you is that calendar.
Right.
That men set up, the commandments of men. That's what's leading you. That's not what's leading me. Now why don't you all wash your hands and wash pots and stuff like we do? Because God is leading me.
Right.
And I don't have to say happy birthday. I'm happy about the birth in God.
All right.
Not about the day I came into this life.
All right.
It's to be happy about the day you begin to die out of this life. That's what you're happy about. That's what's important. The day you started eternal life. Not the day you came into the world.
All right.
Thank God you got here so that you can get eternal life. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
There was a man.
What?
Sent from God.
What?
Whose name was John.
What?
The same came for a witness.
Everyone that God sends should witness to the Word.
Yes.
Witness to the light.
Yes.
witness to the life of God. Everyone God sends. Because that's what it's all about. All right. Because he came to save that which was lost.
All right.
He didn't come to tell you about the cross.
No.
Not that cross about that devil.
Go ahead.
They talk about that devil's cross more than they talk about the cross of Christ.
Right.
More they talk about the word, saying, we're bringing the word. Talking about everything the devil did, it killed him. Oh, they nailed him, they drug him. And that ain't going to get you holy.
No, it's not.
That don't put your life in tune with God, because he died on the cross. We know he did that. Yes. Thank God he did that to give us a chance to obey his word.
Yes.
That beautiful?
Yes, yes, sir.
Read.
To bear witness of the light.
We're here to bear witness of the light.
Yes.
What?
That all men through him.
All men through the witness.
Yes.
So whoever you are, if you say you've been born again, if you say you're living for God, you had to come through a witness. You need that preacher.
Right.
And that preacher's got to be sent from God like John was. He's got to be a light.
Yes.
He or she, it's all the same.
Right.
There's she and he in he, in him. Beautiful. Read.
That all men through him might believe.
What?
He was not that.
And I don't claim to be Moses. And I'm surely not claiming to be Jesus, no second Messiah. And I'm not John, and I'm not Paul.
No.
But I'm here to bear witness of the light.
Yes,
what?
Are.
Yes. But was sent to bear witness of that light.
What?
That was the true light.
That's the true. Now, wait a minute. Jesus is the true light. That true light is the word.
Yes.
That's the true light.
Yes.
That true light is God.
Right. Yes.
That true light is the commandments. That's the light. The true light is the law.
Yes.
But how can you see it being the law if they're telling you, well, that law was done away with? No, it was never done away with. Nothing was done away with. It was fulfilled. Because when you're living for God, the scripture says, if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father. So they got rid of the old remedy, the old advocate. Or way to get you back was the killing of bulls and heifers. Got rid of that. He came fulfilled. He said, now, if you confess, I'm faithful to forgive you.
Yes.
That's our new remedy to get you back. Because he died on the cross as a lamb.
Yes.
Get you back to obey his divine word, which is law. But nothing was done away with. He said, I come not to destroy, but to fulfill. And you and I have got to fulfill it too. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 1 John 1 and 1.
Thank God.
Everyone that God sends must be a witness to God, to his word, to a message that God gave them. Everyone. What's the point in being a light if you're not going to witness to the life?
That's right.
Everyone is a witness to the light, even the layman. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine. Don't make it. Let it shine. So you know how you're making it when you call yourself a preacher and God didn't send you. You got to make something shine. But if you just live the life, it's going to shine and nobody may see it because they're in darkness. But if they're a sheep, they're going to see that light if God wants them to see it. So if whether they see it or not, glorify your Father which is in heaven. Isn't that beautiful? 1 John 1 and 1, what does it say?
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon,
what?
And our hands have handled of the word of life.
Word of life. It was made flesh.
Yeah.
It's talking about the word.
Yeah.
And the scripture says, brethren, I write unto you no new commandment, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning.
Yeah.
Right.
The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. It was made flesh.
Yes, Lord.
It was the word of life. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And John and Peter and James, they were able to handle him.
Thank God.
Peter said, Lord, so-and-so rebuked him. He said, get thee here, Satan.
That's right.
Just because he says he's going to have to die.
Right.
The old man, the old mindset, don't want to see ones dying. It's too much. I can't take it. He said, thou savest not the things that be of God.
Yes.
But his mind had to be changed. He was born again. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
For the life was manifested, and we have seen it.
You've got to see someone living this life. What?
And bear witness.
And bear witness. They were witnesses. That's what it was all about. To witness what they handled and saw.
Yes.
It was God from heaven.
Yes.
What?
And show unto you that eternal life.
Somebody's got to show you what eternal life is. I'm striving to do that right now.
Yes, Lord.
What the Lord said? If thou wilt enter the life, keep the commandments. This is eternal life.
Yes.
That's not eternal life to believe that he died on the cross. That's not eternal life. And yet, if you believe he died on the cross, you will keep his commandments if you really believe in the salvation. But that's not eternal life to know that he died on Calvary, that he shed his blood and that he bore the cross. That's not eternal life because you believe that. I believed that when I was a child and didn't even know him.
Thank God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Which was with the Father and was manifested unto
so
us.
So it was manifest, and this life is yet with the Father, but it's got to be manifested to those that will hear and see. Yes. What?
That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto
that's
you.
That's what the witness is doing, declaring unto you. What?
That ye also may have fellowship with us.
What?
And truly our fellowship is with
so
the
you
Father.
Come over here to 425 Laconia Boulevard. Catch a plane, train.
All right.
Get over here. Our fellowship is truly with the Father, that you might have fellowship with us.
Yes.
Now, if you know someone else keeping God's commandments, I'm not talking about being caught up in tofu and can't eat this and can't eat that.
Right.
You're not fellowshipping with us. But if you're keeping God's commandments in the scripture, and I'm not talking about a Sabbath day keeper, but you will be keeping the Sabbath because it's in the commandments. Yes. We're not seventh day Sabbath keepers. We keep God's commandments, and the seventh day is holy and a sign between God and us.
Isn't that beautiful?
His people.
Yes.
We're not thou shalt not covet people.
Right.
It's in there. That's not a reason for why we keep God's commandments.
Yes.
But it's in there.
That's right. It's in there. Yes.
We're not the church that don't have any gods before God. It's in there. We don't.
Right.
We're commandment keepers.
Yes.
And everything in the commandments, we do.
Yes, we do.
But don't call us Seventh-day Adventists.
Yes.
We're not the Seventh-day Adventists.
No.
We're not Mormon.
No.
And we're not Jehovah's Witness, because Jehovah is not the name whereby all men must be saved.
Right.
He's called many names. Yes, his name is Jehovah.
Yes.
But that's not the name whereby you must be saved.
Right.
The name Jesus is whereby you must be saved. Isn't that beautiful?
Isn't that beautiful?
Jesus is God.
Yes.
Jesus is the Father.
Yes.
Jesus is the Word.
Yes.
Jesus is the commandment. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes, sir.
What?
And truly our fellowship is with the Father.
Truly our fellowship with God.
Yes.
We're talking about our fellowship being with God when we keep God's commandments. What?
Yes. And with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Isn't that beautiful? What?
Yes. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may
we know
full.
So many in these churches, you got joy, you're jumping all over the place. But your joy has got to be full.
Yes.
What?
This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light.
What?
And in him is no darkness at all.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Isaiah 8 and 20.
Beautiful.
There's no darkness at all in God.
Yes.
And here's one of the signs that you truly have light in your life.
Yes.
That the one that is coming to you that is bearing witness of God's word, what God said, have the light.
Yes.
Isaiah 1, 8 and 20. What does it say?
To the law and to the testimony.
What?
If they speak not according to this word, it is because.
You can visit us anytime
no
for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write ML us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org.